here and there. The chances are relatively small. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. Overnight low 56. That's not bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable. High 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday. And how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the State Senate. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Tri-County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual pumpkin festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The disappearance of Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudis insisted they know nothing about what happened to him. They said so in a phone call with President Trump and in person with Secretary of State Pompeo.
From the president, a triumphant tweet with a gratuitous insult after learning a defamation lawsuit filed against him by Stormy Daniels has been dismissed.
Calling her, and I'm quoting the president now, horse face.
She responded, game on, Tiny.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is facing some backlash after she released DNA results.
The Cherokee Nation contested the results, saying it is useless to determine tribal citizenship.
Flooding continuing through Texas.
You can see the entire center of that bridge completely wiped out.
USA Gymnastics interim president and CEO Mary Bono abruptly resigning under pressure after just 4 days on the job.
A swing and a miss, a strikeout to end it, and the Boston Red Sox take game three of this ALCS, and they now lead the series 2-1.
Ground ball, base hit. Machado comes to the plate. Thrown by Yelich. Dodgers win it. Series tie, 2-2.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Let's bring in the great Mayor of Montgomery, the one and only Mayor Todd Strange.
Okay, Joey, let's get that standing ovation. Ooh. You know, Dan, you were talking about the Rotary. I'm a Kiwanian. The Rotary Club that had their training seminar here. 4 or 5 days, Richard Bollinger was really big in organizing that. Sam Adams, who we all know, I think is the district governor or something like that.
He is.
But they were here for a long, long time, spent a lot of money, but had a great time. And as you heard, we got great reviews about that. But what I was going to tell you relative to the ovation, when I was introduced, they didn't know me from Adam's house cat. I get a standing ovation from that group. 500 or 600 people there. You're talking about a heady experience.
Get out of here.
And then
Sam set that up for you? Or
no, Sam wasn't even there.
Wow.
Sam wasn't even there. But, you know, when they introduced me, and you know, I do my normal thing. They start, you know, reading the bio. And I got this from David Bronner. You know, nobody wants to hear about what you've done and all that kind of stuff. So I just try to let them get started, and then I just kind of push them out of the way. I think they was glad that they wouldn't read my bio. But that was a really great convention. And we have those almost every week in town.
Well, the thing that impressed me is the caliber of people that were coming here. I mean, this is the couple I met. This guy is a major manufacturing president of a manufacturing company that was here.
And most of those people here are in the ranks of leadership in Rotary Club, and they were here to learn how to be a district governor or a lieutenant governor and some of those. So while they had some opportunity, they didn't have enough opportunity to go out in Montgomery and spend money because they spend most of their time there at the hotel. But their spouses got an opportunity.
There you go. That's the secret to the whole thing. What's the impact of Michael on Montgomery and occupancy?
Well, I hate to say it this way, but it's very positive, truthfully. Not only from a standpoint of our hotels are continuing to be almost full, they're spending lots of resources. We are welcoming them with open arms because you know, they're hurting right now, and this opportunity for us to show our hospitality is really great, and it's appreciated along the way. I want to tell you what your friend Matt Mara is doing. Matt Mara is head of what we call Cops for Christmas. It's an organization that he and many others are involved in where they raise money that at Christmas time they will provide toys for maybe 100, 115 families. $25,000-$30,000. They have some fundraisers. But for this situation, they went out and are trying to quietly raise a little money, going to use some of their funds, maybe $10,000-$15,000. And on Friday morning, six of them, along with two from the state, and perhaps even Prattville, are going to convoy down, because what the need, we found out what the need was, is all of those law enforcement people whose houses were impacted are having to work for protecting and serving. And so their families are being cared for by Panama City Beach in Police Department. And so they're going down with formulas, with diapers, with kids' things, with gas. They got tons of food and water, even a cooker they're going to take down. They're going to be there, and they're going to actually work on police officers' housing in Panama City and Mexico Beach over a couple of 3-day periods of time. That's the kind of people we have in our Montgomery Police Department that protect and defend but they also serve.
That is outstanding. You know, you also were the beneficiary. FEMA changed their policy, and they're instead of doing the FEMA homes, they're paying for hotel rooms. And that's happening to you here, to yeah. us here in Montgomery.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot.
You know, the other thing, and again, it's tragic that you have to, this happens, but FEMA is not locating here this time yet. But they're probably going to locate in Pensacola or maybe even Tallahassee. But we've had a number of disasters on the coast down there that they've actually... headquartered here, and probably for a year would have 20 or 30
Katrina.
Or 50 people. Yeah, exactly. And so that's always an economic benefit. You hate that nature is taking that kind of course, and you want to do everything. I was just over this morning at WSFA. They're doing another telethon, raised about $30,000 a couple of weeks ago. They'd been on air about 30 minutes and raised another $6,000 or $7,000. So our community is a very loving and giving community. There was an article a year or so ago that I keep in my important document file that said on a per capita basis, based on some survey, per capita basis that Montgomery, Alabama was the most giving in the Southeast.
Really?
That's just a tribute to Montgomery and the citizens here.
That is outstanding. Let's go to the phones and go to Glenn Henry. Glenn, we're on board the Dan Moore Show. You're on with Mayor Ty Strange.
How you doing, Dan? How you doing, Mayor?
Well, I'm doing just as good as I was this morning when you called.
Hey, Mayor, I'm calling you this time not to ask you, but to beg you to run again for Mayor Montgomery. I can't find one complaint that I have about you.
Don't say that, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm saying, there'll somebody be calling in.
Listen, they say that, I told somebody today, they said that you've got the patience of Job. but for what you've done for this city and economic development, what I'm afraid of, Mayor, you know, I got a lot of my friends and they're talking about they need a black mayor. But when I take a look at Tuskegee and I take a look at Selma, I'm not going to vote for any black person if they can't bring economic development to this city. I'm not going to do it because I see what Selma looks like.
Yeah.
But I'm calling to beg you to run again and continue along being our mayor.
Well, I'm flattered. I'm honored. But I got to tell you, Glenn, you know,
he's married.
There's a season, and that season will be up in 13 months. But we got a lot to do in that period of time. And what my desire, I'm not going to handpick anybody, but what my desire would be is that we've got so much in place, so much in the works, so much momentum going that whomever comes in, it will take them some period of time to find out where the bathroom is. It took me a while to find out where the bathroom is. And if whoever comes in will keep the cadre of individuals that we've put together, that we've been able to surround ourselves with and get the heck out of the way, give them some resources, we'll be fine.
And I know, Mayor, you said you want to give the Montgomery Public School System a chance to improve, but we've got to somehow get a high school out at Maxwell and Gunner. Just not working.
I do hear that, as I told you, that has had some conversations about that, but I just do not think that emergency funding is going to make itself available. I think if you started the day in that mm-hmm. scenario, you'd be a 5 years out, and I mm-hmm. think with the change of leadership at the Board of Education, with getting the right leadership in place, with some of the successes that hopefully we'll see in the next couple of months by getting under review eliminated and maybe get a dollar or two more for our school systems and putting it in the education side of the equation, not so much on the building side, I think we're going to be fine.
All right, Mel, I'm not going to give
so
up. We're
going to
work on you.
You're kind.
We're
Thank you so much.
You.
Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, bye-bye.
I can hear the campaign slogan, carry on the Todd Strange tradition is my platform.
Well, I'm afraid they're going to have to do it without me. I'm sorry.
That was pretty shocking on Greg Calhoun.
I had not seen Greg in a while, maybe a year or so ago. My understanding is that he had lost a ton of weight and that he was kind of under some treatment. I've texted C.C. Calhoun. I've not talked to Malcolm. There's a visitation, I think, tomorrow, and the funeral is Friday. You know, Greg's been a very controversial figure. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a fair statement to say he's been on the leading edge of a lot of economic development for African American community. Some of the partners that he's made, but
Jesse Jackson.
Well, and also some others. He had the wonderful golf tournament here. God decided that he had another mission for him, and we'll honor him, and hopefully that Malcolm and CC and all the rest that I know are his legacy will continue to do the things that are important to make our city better.
There was a vote last night at the city council talking about Alabama State students.
Yeah, right.
I guess 50 years ago that were arrested.
1960.
Tell the audience about that, because yeah. I didn't think they got very much play.
Yeah. Well, we were contacted 6 or so months ago by this professor at ASU telling us, and I certainly did not know about it, that there were some sit-ins at the municipal court. And because of that, there were some expulsions and some discipline to ASU students. And not dissimilar to some of the activities around the Whitehurst case. It's mm-hmm. regretful that it happened. What we said was that we can't change the history. We can't go back and undo that. It's not a pardon or anything like that, but it is an expression of regret that in fact happened. ASU wanted it, and they've asked the county to do it. The State Board of Education has already done it. I think the state legislature did a resolution. And so at some event in the near future with Dr. Quentin Ross, we will, in fact, make that presentation, which in effect says from the city of Montgomery, passed by the city council, that we have regrets for those activities.
Let me do this. Let me get a break. So we have plenty of talking room on this. I want to ask you about the retirement system and the status of that.
Sure.
Changing over.
Yep.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the little things, like homemade pumpkin pie. Just like Mom used to make.
or taking advantage of our lowest prices of the season sale at Goodies. Hurry in today for incredible doorbusters store-wide, like 65% off kids' carters, sets, and dresses, 60% off boots and outerwear for her, and 40% off designer handbags. Hurry in. Our lowest prices of the season sale is going on now. Goodies. Little things mean everything. Goodies is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mayor Todd Strange in the house. You have a question, comment, or viewpoint? I know he would love to hear that. All right, let's talk about the retirement system and moving over to RSA. Yeah. What's the status of that? Because you had mentioned that on the show.
Right.
I had several inquiries about that.
Right.
Can you give them a little more detail?
It's not going as rapidly as we would like and frankly anticipated. I was chairman of the county commission in 05 or 06 or 07 or whenever it was that the county moved over. And frankly, it was fairly painless. It was pretty easy. We had 800 employees. We only had one system, so we were able to do it. After we got the vote, and that took us a while to explain it to everybody and then take the vote, I think it was like 82-83%, then we start the real work. There are about five different systems. Retirements, particularly in public safety, that's where it really gets a little dicey. And so we've been laboring, trying to get where we could get it all mechanized. We have found that some of our files are not mechanized, so we're having to get those loaded in. And just today, as a matter of fact, we ask the board to name a chairman of a work committee that really would have purview over the project. Scott Miller, who is a member of that board, is now the chairman. Lou Alachi from our IT organization, and Mac representing the Mac McLeod representing the mayor's office, are a three-person committee that's really going to be calling the shots as to how to get it. We would like to get it done sooner rather than later, but it looks like it's going to be the June, July time frame of next year before we'll ever be in a position to actually go there.
So it could conceivably start by June, July of August of 2019?
We would be able to make the cut in June, and if we're that
far... When you say cut, the cut over.
Yes, the cut over. And if we're that far downstream, we probably will wait to October 1 because that's the fiscal year.
How many employees would be affected by this?
We got 2,500.
Because don't you have to go through and actually explain to our 2,500 what all this means?
Well, we've already done that.
Okay.
And we've had a myriad of meetings because every employee had to vote to go. Now, majority rules. But we got 82-83%. So that was the first step. And that's probably a 5 or 6 month process, just understanding it, working with the RSA and its team to be able to do that, and then to hold meetings over a 30 or 45 day period to give as many people as possible the opportunity, not once, but twice to ask all the questions, because there are a few situations. If you are working with us and you're in the retirement system already, the state retirement system, you can't have two retirements. So there are a few people that they got to be special circumstances. Our elected officials, they can't go. And so you got to work through those special circumstances. In the fire department, I think there's two different retirement systems. Police has a couple of retirement systems, whether it's 25 or whether it's 20. So it's a Herculean effort to do that, but it's well worth the effort. Because if we don't do it in 20 years, we'd be at 40, 50% of payroll trying to support our retirement.
Do you expect that this is going to help longevity with MPD?
Once we get there, I think it will, because what we're seeing now, and I think we're about over it, because we just in the last couple of weeks have convinced ourselves that it's going to be a while longer. We all thought we could get there by January 1. And so those that were going to retire with their retirement, I think have already done. There may be one or two others. The answer is yes, I think it will help us. I think it may even help us bring some people back. Because of they will maybe have retired with us, gone into the state, and now they can come back and they're in that state retirement.
Interesting. Let's talk about police and strength and issues that you have.
Our strength is still in that sub 500 level. I think the
491,
last
491 something.
I think it's like 487. We do have a class. Is it up to 40 yet? Last heard it was in the low 30s. We're shooting sometime in, I think it's mid November, to have a class of 40. So we'll have some folks being early hired to be able to do that. But if we get 35 or 40 or even 30. We do a really good job in the police academy of hiring those that are not going to get washed out.
Right.
And we don't do as well in the fire. We're looking maybe 40 or 50% in the fire side of the equation, but because of EMT, the emergency medical part is the tough part with the fire. But on the police side, once you get through the academics and the PT, I mean, it's like easy sailing. So if we got, just say, make it easy, if we got 30, we would anticipate getting 26, 27 out of that.
You said something that piqued my interest. Does every fireman have to go through the EMT process?
Yeah, the basic course, yes.
Interesting.
Because being an officer, you got to have EMT.
Interesting. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show, Mayor Todd Strange in the house. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the Pumpkin Patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Safety features, design sensibilities, or overall greatness. Brubaker Infinity has vehicles that stand out in each category. This month, get $5,000 off a 2018 Q60 Coupe. It's a different way of living, not just a different way of driving. The 2018 Q60 Coupe has a subtle but gorgeous shape, top shelf interior, and is quick in a straight line. And with $5,000 off, it's a comfortable fit all around. Next in line is the 2018 QX50 with a 268-horsepower turbocharged engine and well-furnished interior. It's more than just a pretty face. This crossover will fulfill your inherent potential, not to mention your budget, with $5,000 off. And if you want to challenge the limits of your next journey, experience the precisely crafted leather appointments and sophisticated comforts of the 2018 QX80. The luxury, space, and power you'd hope to find in a large SUV is $10,000 less this month at Brubaker Infinity. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Sale limited to 2018s in stock. Q60 Coupe stock number 18078 only. Discount off MSRP. Does not include tax, tag, title, and dealer fees. Sale ends 1031. See dealer for details.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu.
I want to find out what happened. Where is the fault?
President Trump saying he expects to know more by the end of the week about the journalist presumed murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Also stressing the importance of Saudi Arabia.
If you look at Saudi Arabia, they're an ally and they're a tremendous purchaser of not only military equipment, but other things. When I went there, they committed to purchase $450 billion worth of things.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's on his way home after visits to Turkey and the kingdom. And a lot of daydreaming going on some long lines as a pair of jackpots grows.
If I'm one of the winners, then I'll just take a nice trip and buy myself a little island.
Mega Millions soaring to $900 million. The drawing's Friday tonight. Powerball's drawing that jackpot, $345 million. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. A little more tolerable out there today than the last few days. Mostly cloudy, a little cooler with a high in the upper 70s. There is a slight chance you may run into a passing shower here and there. The chances are relatively small. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. Overnight low 56. That's not bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable. High 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday, and how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. A question I asked you off mic that I need to ask you on mic because I'm being asked about it myself. Hilltop Arms and the construction. Can you fill in the audience on that?
Yeah. Going way, way, way back when it went from Jerry Kaiser to this guy of Washington, I think it was, maybe it was Virginia, he bought it. He couldn't perform. And so it got involved in a divorce and then eventually bankrupt. And Siscon, which is a construction company, Korean construction company, ended up buying it for a certain amount of money. Well, that's a private transaction. We obviously were desirous of something happening because the previous guy wasn't going to do it. Well, he came to us and said he wanted to do a hotel with a rooftop bar and lounge and so on. So we got excited about that. We had a big announcement a year and a half ago. He was supposed to start in April with construction. Well, he had given us some plans that didn't meet some of the codes, and so we had some conversations from our planning group, and that was like in December of last year. Well, we never, ever heard back from him. And so about 3 months ago, I, in fact, wrote him and said, Mr. Kim, you know, delighted that you're here and got
I'm
these jobs.
I'm honored that you're considering.
Yeah, exactly. But the time frame has gone, and we're getting a lot of inquiries, people that would frankly like to have that location, certainly the surrounding locations, because with the Equal Justice and the Memorial to Peace and Justice there, there's a lot of activity, a lot of excitement about going up there. Well, the next thing I know, I got a letter from him, and he said, we're going to move forward. And we did, in fact, get a set of plans that had some of the modifications that we, in fact, asked about. And those were, I think, maybe in the July, June, August time frame that we saw it. And now the ball is in his court to pull the permits to do to begin the actual construction, because all the demolition's already been done. It's ready to be constructed. And frankly, I've set a time frame at the end of this month. If we haven't seen any activities, we'll contact him again and ask him what his intentions are.
How long of a project will it
be? He says about 14, 15-month project to construct.
So if he starts somewhere at the spring, then you're talking about somewhere in
summer of
2020.
Yeah, because originally when it was April of last year, it was going to be sometime now to be opening, but we know that it's not.
Okay.
These projects take from conception to fruition, you can count generally on 20 months, because you got design, you got approvals, you got construction, you got checkouts. So 18 months is a really good time frame, but it's more
considering the location. I'm surprised that they're not doing it, because with the what's going on with the museum, that is amazing. Yeah.
They're losing a ton of money just by.
I mean, you got a parking problem there now.
And they're using some of that because they were going to have, you know, structured parking there as well as part of that. Because that's going to take all of those properties that some of the younger guys have got, and they've already renovated some of them. Right. That's going to activate those as well.
Mike, did you hear that? He called you young. Let's talk about policing in Montgomery. What is concerning you the most on the crime, policing, security aspect for Montgomery citizens?
Well, first of all, let me just put it in the bigger context. We know that perception's reality.
Right.
The perception is that there's a lot of crime in Montgomery. The actual numbers, and I will tell you that in 15 and 16, they did, in fact, tick up. When we had 520 police officers, but there were some tick-ups. And then we partnered with the Fed with Safe Neighborhood Programs, and we made a lot of really good arrests and disrupted what was going on. What we can show you unequivocally is in 16 and 17 and 18, the violent crime is down about 5 or 6%. Homicides between last year and this year, I think we've had 30. I think we had like 44 last year. So you would, you know, on average, we're going to have 35, 36, 37. So we're on that track. I can also tell you that the total crime is down about 3%. Some of the ups are in vehicular incidents, like leaving your car unlocked and they've taken stuff from you, or breaking in, stealing the car, things like that. What we're beginning to see in the last few months is more juveniles involved in some of the crime. And that's led us, and repeat offenders. And that's led us, with the district attorney, to do two things. First of all, we are all supportive of him and his efforts on the pardon and parole through the governor and the attorney
general. Thank goodness they did that.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness.
I mean, we see that time and time again. And some of the stuff, you just got to shake your head and say, how in the world could that happen? And so that initiative, we're absolutely supportive of. We hope the governor can do something other than a 75-day moratorium, there's got to be a lot more sensibility. They say it's not about deloading the population in the prisons. I'll just leave that to what the facts are. But the other thing that we've got to do a better job of is holding parents accountable. And so what we've done with the district attorney and his staff, and I've reached out to the presiding judge, who's Johnny Hardwick, is to meet with those judges and figure out a way to enjoin, and I'm not sure enjoin is the right legal word, but to enjoin the parents. I am told that if a judge today sentences a juvenile and says to the parents, and you need to attend parenting class, there's no obligation, there's no penalty if you do not do that. I've heard that from the administration out at the juvenile. They need to order those parents to attend, and if they don't attend, if they don't take care of the kids, then they got to be in harm's way. It's the parents we've got to hold responsible.
Yeah, we had Daryl Bailey on right when all that was going down. It was just absolutely incredible.
I should have joined with him. He didn't ask me to. District attorney is a powerful person, so I hope that he can be totally successful. And we join him. We support him in that effort as he's supporting us in figuring out ways to hold parents responsible.
Let's go to the phones and go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, Mayor. I have a pest control business in Prattville.
A pest control?
Yeah, a pest control. And I go out Hunter Loop Road to get to the Old Selma Highway a lot. That is the, I mean, I've been all over Montgomery, but that is the roughest road I've ever been on in my life.
You know, we hear that a lot, and we've actually looked at that and put that in the context of relativity, I guess would be the right way to say it, because we now have a pilot program where not the naked eye, not the human eye, but the machine. Oops, what's he saying to me? They're saying Hunter estimates about $400,000 to do. But, and you put that in the scheme of all of the others, it doesn't rank at the highest level to get it, because we're going to spend something in the $3 to $4, maybe as high as $5 million in a paving program, half of which are going to be in the neighborhoods and half of which are going to be in these connectors. But I just as late as 3 months ago, we looked at that Hunter Loop Road scenario and did not deem that to be at the top of the food chain on needing pavement. Now, needing pavement and getting it done today. So the best I can tell you is it's on the radar screen. We know what the estimate is. And at some point in time, it will be put into the program, but it's not in this year's program.
Well, I just came from over there a while ago, and I met 4 log trucks, 5 of those dumpster trucks, and they're beating it all to pieces.
Yep. Why we need to charge them to use that kind of road. The other issue you got is not all that's in the city either.
James, did we do okay on that?
I can tell you, it's on the radar screen. We do know about it. We do know the cost. It probably, and you're not the only one. You must cue the people in Hunter Loop Road to call. Others have called on that behalf, too.
Where are we on the West Ferry Road thing?
Yeah, the West Ferry Road should be finished. We just signed a letter this week, maybe. Yeah, yesterday, to start the process on from the bypass out to the county limits.
Let's go to the phones and go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome. You're welcome, James. Ritz, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely.
Mayor, I want to first of all echo what another caller said. I'm sure going to be concerned when you leave as mayor. I hope it's not going to be like when the military left Iraq and leave a big void.
Go ahead, Rich.
Oh, okay. Did I knock him out?
No. Somebody tried to cut you off, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, one thing that I wanted to bring up, and it's kind of been a white elephant in the room, and nobody wants to discuss it, and the reason I want to bring it up on Dan's show is because he has strong feelings about it. A lot of our businesses, our sticks and bricks businesses that we depend on for taxes locally, are and are the lifeblood of municipalities as far as providing services. A lot of these are going under because they can't compete with online businesses who do not have to pay taxes. What are your feelings about that, Mayor, and what do you think should be done?
You're speaking to the crowd. The big city mayors, along with the League of Municipalities, has really been fighting this. When this whole issue came up 5 or 6 years ago, the state legislature, in their wisdom, decided that they were going to make a volunteer program with these internet sales and offered them an incentive. The incentive was that rather than paying the 10%, now this is if you didn't have the nexus. If you got a nexus, you got to pay the full freight. But if you didn't have a nexus, they cut it from 10% to 8%. Well, in the 10% that we have here, 4 goes to the state, 3.5 goes to the city, and 2.5 goes to the county, one of which goes to education. And so what they did was, instead of cutting from 10 to 8 and have every one of us take a little haircut, they gave the whole haircut to the city and the county. They kept their 4, but pulled us down to 2 and the county down to 2. Well, there's no county. No, and you know when I asked the question to the leadership, you know what the answer was? We did it because we could. Now, that's not an acceptable answer.
That's not the right
answer. All right, so let me just say this. There's no county, or let me say very few, if any, counties that have a 2% sales tax. Most of them in the 1.5. The cities, on average, are going to be in the 3.5 to 4, Mobile's at 5, Huntsville's at 4.5. So they are getting a huge haircut. So what we have been doing is we've been trying to work through getting some parity, because the brick and mortar are getting hurt, as well as the cities and the counties are getting hurt. So we've tried for the last 2 years to get some legislation that would get more in parity. What we were able to do is to get the county to lessen there. Rather than a 50-50, it's a 60-40, 60 to the cities, 40 to the county, because that's where all the activity goes. And now, because of the ruling by the Supreme Court, more people are going to be involved in paying even the 8%. Now, we would love, and the League of Municipalities position is, internet sales ought to be 10%, and we share it just like we do. That protects us, and it protects the brick-and-mortar people. I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe 9, but it's probably going to continue to be 8. And what we were trying to do then is to make sure the cities do not get disenfranchised. But I got to also tell you, the county has got a very strong lobby. So I agree with you 100%. Here's the thing that frustrates me. You go to the Retail Association. Go to the Retail Association and ask them what their position is. Well, some of these internet sellers are members of those associations. They're paying big bucks. And so they're not all in on the 8 versus 10. At the end of the day, it should be 10% on internet sales. But I'll give you some of the numbers. In the last couple of years, it's been about $40 million that everybody splits. Now it's going to be about
It's only going to get worse, Mayor.
Well, but it's going to be bigger, though. $40 million, you're going to split. It's going to about $80 million, and it will end up in that $120 million. So everybody's going to get more money, but the ration between the two is still going to be disparaging.
Well, here's one thing that I have a problem with, it is the fairness of it. Just like I don't like somebody using illegal aliens to compete with other businesses, I don't think it's fair for somebody to not have to pay or collect taxes. They don't pay it. They collect taxes. But just the fact that they don't collect taxes gives them an unfair advantage over everybody else that's in the retail business. And I don't think that's right. And I think it's going to be, in the long run, harmful to the people in their communities when they don't have enough taxes to fund the services that they so badly need.
The mom like and
fire,
pops.
Police.
The mom and pop. There was a sign out on Carter Hill Road when we were redoing Carter Hill Road. Al's Floors said the internet didn't pave Carter Hill Road. That's the epitome of what you're just saying. Your recourse, and we would love for you to do it, is go to your legislator and say it's not fair. Make the same argument you just made on air.
We're at Sensor Telephone Call. I got to go to a break. We're running out of time here. And be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to try to get to as many of these calls as possible. So, he's going to give you a snappy answer. You give him a snappy question. Eric, you're on board with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I want to touch back on the Hunter Loop Road thing, if you don't mind, real quick. I live on Hunter Loop Road, and there is a lot of big truck traffic that you're never going to be able to control because you have the gas terminals on Hunter Loop Road. And those big truck companies pay road tax. Why can't we get some of that money to pave that road?
I sure wish we had a lot of time to explain that, because that sales tax, of all of that that goes to the locals, the counties get about 90% and the cities get about 10%. That's another one of those fights we're trying to get so that we can get more of that money so we could do just what you said. But it's really eminently unfair for us to have twice the miles of roads that the counties have on average and us get 10% of the deal. Some people would argue we get 20. Well, even if it's 80-20, we don't get enough. So the answer is, more money.
My point is they pay extra money to use those roads. We should be able to get that money to pave them and take care of them.
That is a legislative issue. The legislature has the rules in place. It's been there 30 years. It's antiquated. We need to get more of the money.
Thanks for the telephone call, Eric. Also trying to figure out who gets what is going to be important. KJ, welcome aboard. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, a week ago yesterday evening, NBC had their radio news on. I mean, their TV news. And I just was terribly disappointed. I don't know what your thoughts are, but they seem to portray us as being just in the past and focusing on just one segment. I mean,
KJ, you're talking about the Lester Holt thing?
I'm talking about the Lester Holt broadcast. Okay. That is true. Yeah, it seemed to focus just on the civil rights, and while that is part of our heritage, so too are so many other things, and it just seemed that they disregarded what we have done in the riverfront development, the Hyundai manufacturing. They didn't mention the Confederacy and in Maxwell Air Force Base. There were so many things that Montgomery is that makes it a conglomerate and not just about civil rights.
Let me comment. First of all, I don't disagree. NBC National handled the entire production. Locals did not have anything to do with that. What the concept that we talked about was that you start out with the history, you end up with the future, meaning the F-35, the Internet Exchange, the smart city initiatives that we're doing, those kinds of things. NBC chose for that last segment to do the interview with Martin Luther King's organist. But if you look at about the first 20 seconds or so, they did, in fact, give Montgomery a lot of plugs about the entrepreneurship, about the technology, about the redo of Dexter Avenue and those. But it kind of got lost in the shuffle. We would have preferred it ended the way that the concept was. But I got to tell you, we got great reviews. Anytime you can get Montgomery, Alabama mentioned in the national news and 5 or 6 or 7 million people are talking, we've gotten nothing but really raves. I've had one or two comments like you. I wish we could have changed that to the future. The concept was he was going to turn around and was going to be in front of the building, the judicial building there that encompasses the old Supreme Court where the Internet Exchange is. But that got cut for that other interview.
KJ, thanks for the telephone call. Gary, you're on with Mayor Ty Strange.
Hey, Mayor, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm a retired firefighter from the city there.
Good.
Not just run or anything. The fire department was really good to me.
Good.
Enjoyed my time there. But my concern is with this new retirement is being able to keep firefighters there. When I started, it was, 20 years, and after that, you get your retirement, and which made it really, really appealing. Now, if I had to do it again, I probably would rethink, because 20 years of fighting fire is pretty tough on the body, and so that was just my concern. I just wanted to hear what you thought.
And I appreciate that. But what caused us to have to do this is because if you look at 25 or 30 years on an actuarial basis, we would not have been able to afford continue to fund a retirement system. We pay about 20-21% of total payroll to support that retirement system. Given the 30-year actuarial history, we'd have been up in the 45-50% range, which would not be sustainable. So the benefit side of the equation would have had to be cut drastically. So we felt for the greater good, and 82% of the employees felt for the greater good that we'd go to the RSA.
Gary, thanks for the telephone call, buddy, and thanks for your service. I appreciate it. Mayor, it's always Urban and Sober, couldn't get to you. Mayor, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We'll see you
great next questions. Month. Great questions. Delighted to be able to articulate, hopefully, some of the answers.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. News Talk 93.1 is going to be back final hour right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.